Okay, so let's just, yeah, last week we saw a Moedikachidish, big Kiddish. We see a lot of Maisedikachidish in the, we were learning about Kriya, and we saw that the pinnacle of Kriya B'Shem, it's not just Kriya, it's Kriya B'Shem, was what is known as Tfilah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to daven b'shem, the Shem HaMefoirash. But we saw that Tfilah L'Ani, somebody's not a Baki B'Torah. Somebody doesn't know how to work out the Shem HaMefoirash. As that Eli's coming in here. Oh, there you are. Okay. Morning. So the Tfilah L'Moshe is somebody who's a Baki B'Torah, somebody who's a Moshe Rabbeinu, who knows how to daven B'Shem HaMefoirash. He knows how to use the names of Hashem. That's called Kriya B'Shem. But what about me? I don't know how to do that. So we came to the Chiddush, we came to the Haskama last week that somebody who, I just want to see the last few lines here on Pei Dalet. Somebody understands that the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'rachem b'li gvul, and he cries out to Hashem, simchen v'tochen, because that's the midah of Hashem to be merciful. That's also shleimus in tefillah. So mitzad echad you have Moshe Rabbeinu who got to untold depths, awesome depths in knowing and shame of Hashem and knowing how to beferat it and knowing how to utilize that. But then there's an Oni B'Yisrael, an Oni Baruchnis B'Yisrael. The Oni doesn't know how to do all of that. But he knows in his mind, in his heart, that's the middle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Merachem. As Shneim Shovim B'Shleimus HaTfilu, Shneim Yana Kodesh Baruch Hu, which means there's a Tfilah L'Moshe and there's a Tfilah L'Oni. In Kriya, in this aspect of Kriya, which is Kriya B'Shem, you would think that somebody doesn't know the name, he doesn't know the shame, as Kriya B'Shem Lo Shaych B'Tfilu, no? As long as he understands that there's this midah of infinite rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we mentioned many times, we saw, then his tefillah, coming from that understanding, will have simcha and betochen, because he knows he's talking to the only person that can help him, who wants to help him, who has infinite rachamim on him. That's called tefillah lo'ani, even without understanding the intricacies of the Kabbalistic names and everything. Is there oto tefillah? Tefillah lo'moshev, tefillah lo'ani is a taught tefillah. That's what we came to the conclusion last week. Which was Nifla, because when I get up to Davin with my Tfilah La'ani, you don't feel as a Koyach. What is my Tfilah La'ani have? What's the Koyach? Well, Davin, so I got a Davin, I got a Davin. I go, no, this is a Koyach of a Tfilah La'moshe. You have to be real about the midas of a Rachel, Mim of Hashem, for sure. Aval. Okay. So, he brings the mamash from the Mishnah Brewer. You see this mamash in Halacha. When they all pass to Sainyan, I'm on Pei Dalet, the second paragraph, just before Hey. When they all pass to Sainyan, now you do a Shenoid al Baal Avoida. This is the simple matter that was known to the Baal Avoida. Shayitzit filosom betwech hasogos noiras vamukos. Now, I'm the Mishnah Brewer, Simon Tzadik Ches. Bezele Shoyna. Adam v'yichudim. A person shouldn't think about the shemois and the yichudim. We don't even know what yichudim are. You shouldn't spend too much time doing what the mekubalim did. Mechavening shemois v'yichudim and understanding the different permutations of the shema shemos. Like, Mishmur says you shouldn't do that. So what should I do? Rakit panel kapsuto lahavin bakavona salev. Just daven the past just to understand bakavona salev. Keep your mind focused on what you're doing. Kapsuto. Im lo mi shebo besoid Hashem v'yodei lachavin beis belibe v'reuse v'dechilot. Im lo machichas v'lema kalkul b'zeharba. if you're not one of those that's coming with Seid Hashem, you know the secrets of Hashem, and you know how to daven like that. You had Shirim on the Rishasha Siddur, and you know how to daven like a Makubal. If you know how to do that, then for sure, go ahead and do that. But if you don't know what you're doing, says the Mishnah Brura, Zemakalkel Zeharva, he does lots of damage. It's a bare damage. Somebody who doesn't know what he's doing when he starts fiddling with these things, it's not that he just doesn't know what he's doing and nothing happens. No, he's crossing the wires. He's putting the positive in the negative, and he's making a whole big strefa point in the Luach Hashmalia. Like somebody who doesn't understand electricity, don't get him to wire your house, because he's gonna, you know, just switch on the fridge and the stove will go on. You know, and worse than that, it'll blow up the whole house. That's what the Mishnah Brura is saying. The Mashal brings down. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Mashal, and he goes, yeah, at length, and he testifies that the Rash, whoever that is, who said that after he learned the secrets of Kabbalah, he knew the secrets of Kabbalah. He davened like a one-day-old baby. That's how he davened. And said that by the same of the Vilna Goin also. The Vilna Goin, we know, knew the secrets of Torah. Yeah, the Vilna Goin, we know. We don't have to assume the Vilna Goin knew the secrets of Torah. And yet he said that he davened like a child standing in front of his father. Oh, that's how he davened. So we don't have that problem because we don't know the secrets of Torah. So we don't have the problem of, should I use the secrets or shouldn't I? We don't have it. But the chizuk is that it has the same koyach. It's got the koyach. Somebody who does know these things, so for sure it elevates his tefillah. However, it falls with danger, much danger. A person can be drawn after all the unbelievable achievements and the awesome understandings and all the tikkunim that is involved in. You can forget about what davening really is. You can miss the whole point of davening. You can be so busy doing all these Kabbalistic things that you can actually forget what is davening. When a person, now and again, he'll think about the enormous good, what we're doing in Shara Bechina now, in the 930 Vard. When a person will think about the enormous good and the enormous strength and chokhmah and power that Hashem has, he'll come to deep, deep, deep feelings in tefillah. And when you'll see, like we all see, that, you know, sometimes the cheshek for tefillah just goes away sometimes. You're davening because habit says you've got to daven, or you know you've got to daven. How can you miss the davening? For sure you've got to daven. No one doesn't daven. Well, the cheshek's just not there. Then definitely learning, being ma'ayin a little bit in svarim, they deal with the depths of tefillah, for sure will arouse him and get him back his cheshek. What will he go back to? He'll go back to davening like a child. In other words, tefillah la'ani, the tefillah of the ben yoyma, the tinek ben yoyma, that's always what we're trying to do. Sometimes you lose cheshek. So being ma'ira in mystical understandings of tefillah and whatever, to give you a bit of an arousal, to give you a bit of a cheshek to daven, for sure that's valid. But what do? You don't daven with that, because like we said, it's going to cause a bigger kilkul than it's going to help. You use that to machazak your tefillah, so you go back to davening the tefillah l'ani. It means in the lesson that we've spoken about here is you can learn a little bit about what a tefillah l'moishe looks like, but not because you're going to daven a tefillah l'moishe, so that you can go back and daven a tefillah l'ani with the correct cheshek. That's what it's about. In other words, You can open up a Hasidic sefer, you can open up a Kabbalistic sefer, you can learn a bit here or there, learn about the depth of the aval, only to get back to davening with Yisroelis, but Yisroelis of a Tililani, because we're not tracked to the Tfilin of Moshe. And even if you would know what you're doing, you have to be clever enough, and not clever enough. You have to have enough chokhmah sachayim, chokhmah satayrit, to know that you're dabbling with dangerous stuff here. And that often happens. You see, people are so busy with all the Kabbalistic stuff of the Nefesh. And Chaim has a riches about that. And he also was one of the big Kabbalists. The Nefesh Chaim also knew all the secrets of Torah. He wrote a whole sefer, Nefesh Chaim, based on the secrets of Torah. But he flies gewalt about people that miss the ikkah for the tafel. That's not the kavanas actually forget to do the mitzvah. You can so busy with the mysticals of lulav and esrog and the kavanas or whatever, you actually forget to do the mitzvah. And the kavanas without the mitzvah doesn't do anything. The mitzvah without the kavanas, at least you did the mitzvah. That's the ikkah, is doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. The davening is davening. Person has to daven. You're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tinik Ben Yoima. You'll start learning all the Kabbalistic series. You'll try and daven like that. If you know what you're doing, gesundheit. But if you don't know what you're doing, you won't be davening. You'll miss the whole point of that. What do you say? You'll miss the whole point of that. Besides the fact that you might not know what you need to get the Y's crossed and you lose the wrong names and the wrong tirufim and whatever, call out the great, great people who knew the secrets of Torah understood that. At the end of the day, they went back to davening, Tfililani. So that's a big chizuk for us. A big chizuk for us. Let's go back to Tfililani and realize how powerful it is. If someone would come to you and offer you, Moshe Rabbeinu would come to you and say, I'll teach you how to daven a tefillah l'moishe. You wouldn't take it? Who doesn't want to daven a tefillah l'moishe? And we've just learned from the Mishnah Brura, from the Mashal, we see here that the tefillah l'oni, the gum, it's up there. It's also up there with the tefillah l'moishe, and that we can do. We can all behave like 1 year old. So that's... At least this is a valid place to daven like to behave like a 1 year old. Okay. Toif. But tefillah is one of the things that needs constant chizuk, and sometimes we have to go a bit deeper. We have to understand things a little bit more mystically, let's say, in order to understand what we're doing. Rabbi Tatz was a genius. He's a genius at doing that. Rabbi Tatz, people get very disappointed. I know that they've had tainas. I've heard people that Rabbi Tatz, he gives you all this mystical stuff, but it leaves you without halakha l'maisa. The terrible error. Rabbi Tatz gives you exactly what he's talking about here. He shows you that there's depths. You might not be able to deal with those depths, but those depths inspire you when you're doing what you're doing at your level, knowing that there's depths there, it inspires you to have more cheshek in what you're doing. You're just doing what you're doing because that's what you do, because that's what you do, because that's what everybody does. That leads to, we know what that leads to. Aval, if you understand, even superficially, that there's a whole mystical world here, that there's ramifications going on in your mind when you're doing what you're doing. So it gives you chizuk, it gives you cheshek to do it more. Not because you understand what he's talking about, but because it gives you the chizuk to do what you can do. The tenet ben yoyim with the tefillah la'oni takes on a different light now. Not because you're using the mystical stuff, but just because you understand that there's some depth going on here. The mot chashuv, that generations become very dry, and understanding the depths, understanding the pnimius of things, gives you the chizuk to go weiter. But not at the expense of doing what you're supposed to be doing, for sure not. The Mishnah Brura says that anything you've got to daven, with or without. Okay. Brochus daf lamed dalet. Tanu rabbanan ma'ase v'talmud echad sheyered lifnei ateva b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'yamarich yosem midai. To metanoim, yeah? He went, there was a talmud echad who davened from the amud, in front of Rabbi Eliezer, means it was in Rabbi Eliezer's presence in his base midrash. And he davened longer than he should have. I don't know how long that was. I don't know what the length of the tefillahs were by the Tanoim. Amri lo Talmidov, Rabbeinu kama arch huze. So the Talmidim asked him, how much value is there in this kevaldik long tefillah that this guy davened? Amalem klum. It's garnished, nothing. Marich Yoisa mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Sorry. Amalim, klu marich Yoisa mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Diktiv bei es arbaim hayoim ves arbaim alayla. He davened a long davening. He davened a long Shmoneh Esrei. No, he davened longer than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 40 nights and 40 days. That's how long Moshe Rabbeinu Shmoneh Esrei was. So he davened long, so was. So what did he do? So he davened a bit long. Well, he davened longer than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tzarichin, what the answer was. There was another Talmud davening in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Seems he had problems with his Talmidim. They didn't know how to daven properly. The one davening too long, the one davening not long enough. Like most shuls, yeah? These either chazan who's davening too slow or going too quick. Hard to find a chazan that actually davens at a pace that you can deal with, yeah? So it seems it's not a new problem. He davened too quick. Amru Talmid of Kamek Katzran Huzeh. They say to Rabbi Eliezer, such a katzran. He davened the tefillah so short. It was a tiny. He davened too short. So what did he say to them? Well, he davened quicker than Moshe Rabbeinu. Tiksiv, al na refon alo. There's another tefillah l'Moshe. It's exactly five words. I don't know how long Moshe Rabbeinu took to say those five words, but not more than ana. So mitzadechad, you have somebody who's davening very long. You're never going to get to how long Moshe Rabbeinu davened, because he davened 40 days and 40 nights. And you can daven quickly, or you're going to daven quicker than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened a five-word tefillah. So what's this Gemara trying to tell us? Don't daven too long, don't daven too short. We'll be competing with Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're wasting your time, because you'll never beat him, because he always davened quicker than you, and you can never daven slower than him. What exactly is this Gemara coming to teach me? It's a very cute story. Well, what I learned from this? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Talmud davened long. There's a mile. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu also davened very long. So there's a mile in davening long. The Talmidim came and said, wow, he davened very long. He said he didn't daven longer than Moshe Rabbeinu, which means he davened a bit long. He's a mile in davening slowly and carefully and thinking about what you say, not blah, 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 blah. There's a mile. You see somebody davening along Shmoneh Esrei. There's something beautiful about that, something nice about that. It's conversation with Hashem. Chazal tell us, whoever is marich betfila, whatever that means, in the end he'll be heard. I mean, there's a maila in davening marich. This one who davened quickly, what's the mile there? What did Rabbi Eliezer see a mile there? What's the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? That davening quickly is a good thing. This tefillah, this five-word tefillah, this big makatzer in tefillah also has an awesome quality. And it's the tefillah of kriya. There's a remiss to this in the Pasuk. I took in my hand. There's a loshen here of Bechorbi ubekashosi, which is Matagan, but Selusi ubeisi. There's a loshen tefillah. Again, because of Abbasra, Dun minay the Hachereva Keshes, the sword and the bow and arrow, the Mishra de Umnus Yireha Keshes, Alburia, any Tarik Le Yasemichets Echad Bagdali Boyba Matara. Somebody who's a master archer, he only needs one arrow to hit the target. And he doesn't have to spray the turf with lots of arrows. He's a master, a sniper. Sniper needs one bullet, he takes out the target. He doesn't need to shoot three times. Yeah? You see that he's throwing lots and lots of arrows. You see he doesn't know how to shoot properly. The sniper needs to shoot three or four times. You understand? He's not a very good sniper, yeah? Because if he knows what he's doing, one bullet, the guy's gone. One arrow, the guy's gone. Chayin b'inyin acheres. Kamo shalmo chazal. Kthi v'yiko avne b'acharei achanit alachamesh. Bomer Rabbi Yochanan b'doifin chamish. He's v'mokim shumara v'kovet tluim bo. Hit him exactly in the place where his liver was. So Yosef Makach, somebody who's a really good swordsman, he only needs one blow. He doesn't have to sit there and chop the person up. Just one blow. Kain had said had to beat Hevel a few times because he wasn't a master craftsman in this game. No one had ever died before. No one had been killed before. Didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know how to get rid of the neshama. So he beat him up in lots and lots of blows. But Chayn v'Tvila, so that's the marshal. Yeah, the marshal is that a master craftsman, a master archer, a master swordsman, whatever, he doesn't have to use up 20 bullets or chop up or blow or hit a person 30 times. One bullet, boom, because he's a professional. So too, in Tvila, Hayodaya, etaksovas bebiroi, yoyre Tvila achas, Yishora, v'chada, v'choteches. All he has to do is throw one penetrating, sharp, clear tvila. V'kodoch morchov yochol, einu tzarech likro pa'mayim. That's it. He rips through. And of course, Baruch has to answer him because he knows how to shoot. Rabbi Lashuv used to daven very, very quickly. Very quickly. I never davened with him. I don't know how quickly he davened, but I have a friend who was with an oval in Telstone. Rabbi Lashuv sometimes used to come to Telstone for Banner's money. Somebody used to give him a house. They used to come there for, I don't know what a holiday, but Rabbi Lashuv looked like. They said he used to learn more in Banner's money than when he was on holiday. And he wasn't on holiday. Well, he used to come there. So this friend of mine was davening from the Amud. He was in Oval in the Nates Minyan. And Rabbi Lashuv was davening there. So, no, you understand, you wait for Rabbi Lashuv before he starts Monestre. He said to me he couldn't finish before Rabbi Lashuv. He tried. Rav Elash was finished davening and you still davening from the Amud. He said he could not, however fast he went, he could not finish Monestu before Rav Elash. So what's going on here? Rav Elash was Makatsa Betvila? No, Rav Elash was a master craftsman. He knew how to Zorek. One, he knew what he was doing. Rav Elash, by the way, was well versed in the Kabbalistic secrets. Rav Elash was an 11-year-old who was already writing his Zayda, the Leshem, who was the Bala Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim. The Leshem was a great, great Litvish Mokubel. The Chofetz Chaim only had very positive things to say about the Leshem. There's only a picture the Chofetz Chaim had in his house with a picture of the Leshem. Rav Elashiv Zayda. And Rav Elashiv was an 11-year-old, was writing the Sforim for his Zayda. So Rav Elashiv was well-versed in the Kabbalistic secrets. And he davened like a, I don't know how long it was, I can ask him. What's the quickest you can daven a Shmoneh Esrei? Just get the words out. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, even that takes a few minutes, you know? So, you see, there's something going on here. There's for sure something going on here. I should have understood this as well. So for sure, there's a mile in davening slowly and carefully and long, and there's place for that as well. But there's also place for this very, very well-aimed, well-directed Tefillah Ketzorah as well. ותראה כמה נפלא הוא מה שהבנו מדברי חז"ל על המשנה, ותראה כמה חוכמה הימנה שיוסי מנביא הבעל בזמן אליהו. מנש רגל. How wise was Menashe more than the Nevi'im Habal in the times of Eliyahu? Yeah, you know the famous story of Eliyahu and the Nevi'im Habal. Didn't know Menashe had something to do with that. The Nevi'i Baal, when they used to pray, when they needed to get something from the Baal, they used to daven loudly and long from the morning until the afternoon. Tefillah after tefillah after tefillah. And they never gave up. Oh, that's what he's bringing Menashe for. Okay. Menashe wasn't around then. Menashe, with the Masorah, when Menashe was busy boiling in the pot there, אולי לא פנה לקרוא פעמיים. He didn't have time to daven twice. He had one bullet. אבל באמס רגעים מועטים, קורא לכל עבודה זורה שבוי לו. Imagine in those few minutes while the pot was getting hot and hot, he called out to all the avodah zorah in the world. Rabbi Biru Gomu, Shain ba'af echad me'mamish, and he realized none of them have anything. They can't help him. Lochen akasha, ma raya hi mikriya achas mehira shekara v'lo ne'ela shain bo'mamish. Never thought about this before, did we? Menashe didn't have a lot of time to be ma'arech. Yeah? When you're boiling in a big pot, you don't have time to daven, you know, like a slow shmonesra. Yeah? That's a time to daven quick. So he called out to all the avodah zorah in the world. They must have been very quick tillers. And they didn't answer him. What's the raya that they're not going to answer him? You haven't done it long enough. Maybe if you done it again and again and again, maybe they would have answered you like we saw the Nevi'a Baal. They never gave up. They used to pray from the morning till the night. They never gave up. And Menashe throws out one tefillah and he's not answered. So he realizes that these guys are nothing. Don't know what that means. Maybe sleeping. I don't know exactly what the Kavon of Eliyahu was. I have to look that up. Tainu, in be'emes Elokim hu, ein tzerech lishnot u'leshalosh ele b'pamachas v'yishma. That's what he said. If this is really God, you don't have to go over and over and over and over. You just tell him what you want. He's got it. So if you say that again, I said I was busy. I forgot what you said. Then that's not God. God, you tell him once what you need. He's got it. For taste. Menashe understood the secret of aiming and cutting. He sent one penetrating, sharp cutting tefillah, one arrow, and not more. He didn't answer him. He didn't go back and answer him again because it's boru. If you shoot the arrow at the target and you're a master craftsman and you miss the target, you know there's something wrong. You don't shoot another one and another one and another one because you know you don't miss. You don't miss. So he called out using the correct, he knew what he was doing. He didn't answer as no one's home. Because that is the overkola avodah zorah shebo'ilam achas la'achas. He went through each and every avodah zorah in the world, shooting specifically the precise tefillah needed for that thing. And when he davened to Hashem, he sent out one awesome tefillah. And he drew down upon himself untold infinite rachamim from a Kodesh Baruch Hu with that one tefillah. He realized this is the correct address. When you don't know how to daven and you like the Nevi'a Habad, you don't know what you're doing. So yeah, you go on and on and on and on and on the whole day. Me the morning of the night. But Menashe was a master craftsman. He knew what he was doing. And if he sent an arrow and it didn't hit the target, as vice versa, there's no target. There's no one home. And when he sent the tefillah to Hashem, he also, he sent one sentence tefillah, boom, and hit the target. And what he needed and what he was supposed to get, he got. If you don't answer me, that means you're just like them. Because this tefillah that we're dealing with here is a sword. Somebody who uses that sword. What does it mean to use that sword? He sends out an erlich tefillah, an honest tefillah. Clear. Knows that he's being heard. That's the most important thing we said. That's why we had the whole shtickle, we had the whole part there in Betochen. That you have to have Betochen, that you're being heard. All you need is you need to hit it once and boom, you've got the target. So there's this There's this contradiction here. We have to unravel it at some stage, not today. Mitzad echad, there's a ma'id of being ma'arich in tefillah. Mitzad sheni, there's an awesome power in just sending one penetrating arrow to hit the target. That's awesome. There's the tefillah of Moshe, that's 40 nights and 40 days. And there's the tefillah of Moshe, Elkanah Fonaloh. Boom. Okay, so we're going to have to mention Hashem next week. We'll have to start unraveling how you use which one when and how you do that. Well, in the meantime, we've got plenty to think about. So, it's starting to get noisier again in the Negev. The booming has started again, so we have to. There's people there that need Shmira. We need to be davening. So, good night of Shabbos, Besudas Toivas.
Okay, Shvaya, good Shabbos. Thank you.